We continue reading through the Gospel of Matthew. We come today to Matthew chapter 26. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 16. We've been in the final week of Jesus' life, and now we're progressing to the events of his crucifixion. And there's a study in contrast in these verses. On the one hand, in verse 3 to follow, you have the chief priests and the elders, and they're conspiring for the right way to get rid of Jesus. They plan to kill him, but they're worried about doing it in a way that won't work so well. On the other hand, in verse 2, Jesus announced to his disciples that the Son of Man is about to be delivered up to be crucified. We're reminded here that it was not the evil ones who were in charge. Jesus was not the victim in his crucifixion, but rather he was sovereignly orchestrating these events according to the will and word of God. Now, the second contrast is between the woman of Bethany and the disciples generally, but Judas Iscariot in particular. Jesus would spend his evenings during that week outside the city in Bethany. He's staying at Simon the leper's house. That itself is very suggestive of a man he undoubtedly had cleansed. And a woman comes to him, probably Mary of Bethany, and she is going to anoint his head with alabaster oil. She breaks an alabaster flask. These things were so expensive, they'd be in wills. They'd be passed on by inheritance, an alabaster flask of oil, particularly used for the anointing of bodies for the death, which Jesus points out. And she pours it over the Lord Jesus Christ, and the disciples rebuke her because she's wasting money by using it on Jesus. Now, we're reminded here in a wonderful way that our works given in the name of the Lord are a blessing to him. She's not being saved this way. She's not buying salvation. She's not earning her way. It's the overflow of her heart. And it's a model for all the good works that we do should be done out of a desire to glorify and please the Lord. And that makes everything that we do, which otherwise would be corrupted by sin. But when it's accepted in and through Jesus Christ, having been offered in his name, it is pleasing to the Lord. It's a wonderful picture, not merely of pouring out something expensive. It was very expensive that she did. No, we have something more expensive that we're to pour out, more valuable. That is our whole lives. The great need of Christian people to concentrate ourselves wholly, that our whole lives will be to the praise and service of our glorious Lord. There's nothing better we can do than that. Now, the disciples are upset because the money could be used for better purposes. And no doubt we're to care for the poor. Jesus says here, the poor you will always have with me. You will not always have me with you. And so they're thinking, they're valuing the earthly things over the heavenly things. And Judas Iscariot, who's even worse, It's a bit of irony. It's intended contrast. His love of money is so great. Not only is he not willing to use money to glorify and bless the Lord, he will betray the Lord for 30 pieces of silver, fulfilling prophecy in the doing. Well, my friends, Jesus is the sovereign Lord. He orchestrated all these events, including Judas's betrayal. We should pour out everything we have. Certainly, our coming to worship is a way of pouring out our hearts to say, we want to praise you. We want you to be blessed by our worship, but we have the whole of our lives. Paul calls them a living sacrifice that we offer in praise of the Lord. Well, with these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Matthew 26. When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days, the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now, when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment. And she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, why this waste? For this could have been sold for a large sum and given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me with you. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, what would you give me if I deliver him over to you? And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.